senior staff of Kwalibu Teaching Hospital have welcomed the president's decision to appoint a new acting CEO, Dr. Gilbert Buckle, for the hospital. He replaces Professor Butchery Opoti, who the workers accuse of maladministration. It's been the key demand by the workers at the hospital, who have been up in arms against the board. The president of the association, Charles Ofer Palm, said though the decision is a good one, the government should go ahead to dissolve the entire board. He was speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive.
Because we received news in good spirit and in good faith. I think one of our demands has been met, and we take that in good faith and in good spirit. And we take the opportunity to welcome Dr. Gilbert Buckle to the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital.
Now that you have a new CEO, and you just said yourself that one of your demands has been met, are you willing to work with this man?
Oh yes, why not? We are almost ready to work with him. We have made issues, and as I said, one of the demands has been met. So we are saying that for the sake of proper continuation of good governance, for the sake of the people of the hospital, for the sake of issues that have been raised in the hospital, the technocrats in Kwalibu are saying that the board should be dissolved and a new board reconstituted so that the incoming CEO would work in hand in hand and things in Kwalibu would move forward. Now, what is happening is that I've heard that Reverend Opoti has resigned. Now, if he has resigned, means that whether he was resigned or sacked, the outcome is that he must, we didn't want him. That is good for us. But then we are saying that that makes the board even more incomplete, and that a new board has to be reconstituted, and then they will come in line with vision with the new CEO, and Kwalibu, believe me, will go forward more than ever, that we are going to have a new phase of Kwalibu with the appointment of the new chief executive. We believe so. The stakes are so high that he should know how to go about the things. And believe me, if he cooperates, be a good listener, believe me, Kwalibu will never be in the news for the same reason that he has always been. Badly.
Other people would also say that the CEO has been changed, yes, but some of the problems still persist. Are we not going to hear from Costa again?
We cannot say that we are not going to hear from Costa again. Costa will withdraw, have a watchful eye on what goes on. We are not troublemakers or trouble causers. People have tried to label us that way. No, we raise an issue. If we look all over, we never requested for us to be paid. We are saying for the sake of the patient we take care of, use that judicious money that we collect from them. We see how they suffer. They sell their houses, their belongings to seek health care. So when that money gets up there, management should use it wisely. Let's manage that scarce resources that we have.
President of the Kwalibu Senior Staff Association, Charles Ofer Palm. Meanwhile, former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Jimambedu Akosa, is also calling on government to reconstitute the board of Kwalibu. He said the board should be charged with developing the hospital. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Professor Akosa proposed that all teaching hospitals should be brought under the Ghana Health Service.
I am one person against an outright appointment by the president. I always believe that there are due processes. There is a board of Kwalibu Teaching Hospital, and it is their responsibility to appoint a chief executive. So I know that is due process, but then I also know that the board itself has a problem, and it appears as if the problem of Kwalibu Teaching Hospital currently is the board. And therefore, yes, I welcome the appointment of Dr. Gilbert Buckle, a very seasoned medical practitioner, a seasoned medical administrator. When I was leaving the position of Director General, he was one of the applicants. And, you know, I believe that he could easily have become the Director General after me. And I think that he's maintained quite a strong education, being the chief executive of the Catholic Health Services, and I think now the whole of CHUG, and therefore I believe that he comes with the kind of experience that Kwalibu needs. But then the problem of Kwalibu is really not the dynamism of the chief executive, but a board that is compliant and a board that is eager to see the premier hospital of this country do what is expected of it.
Prof, in your view, the problems of Kwalibu, do they seem to be ending anytime soon?
Well, the first thing is that a new board must be reconstituted, and I think a new board must be reconstituted and charged with developing Kwalibu Teaching Hospital. You know, Kwalibu Teaching Hospital is not developed. I have always said that, in my view, Kwalibu should even be part of the Ghana Health Service. You know, it is a teaching hospital. I have always said that, you know, in the United Kingdom, they have 34 medical schools, but they have one National Health Service. They don't separate teaching hospitals. Currently, we have Tamale, we have Kolebu, we have Konfanoche, we're going to have Cape Coast, we're going to have Ho, and all these are separate and report directly to the minister. It's a nightmare scenario. If you've got 34 medical schools and you have one National Health Service, why should you now have, what, four medical schools and have five different systems? It doesn't work. So for me, I have a fundamental disagreement with the system that we're currently running. But be that as it may, Kolebu is our premier hospital, and I want to see Kolebu work and work very well. I know Gilbert Bako can do the job, but I want Gilbert Bako to be backed by a very strong board that has a developmental agenda and is looking forward to building up on what Kolebu has and what Kolebu is capable of doing.
Former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Jimabedu Kosa, on the problems of Kolebu.